Listen,
X factor is that they don't get along.
Remender can write it any way he wants. He could say that Havoc is more important than a dad we haven't known for it, and then he could get to that later. He could do 100,000 different freaking things.
No, more than likely, Bendis is going to do something with Cyclops and Havoc.
I'd be okay with it.
Yeah, and that's probably why Havoc's not going to appear in this. Bendis is going to take Cyclops and Havoc.
Well, folks, it's noon here at Comic City 2 in Madison, Tennessee.
I have no idea.
And time for another episode of Geeks of the Square Table. And
what
the answer
is this
is 72.
Holy
the
crap.
Answer is now it's been about 35 seconds.
Oh, that's not that bad.
That's not that bad.
We were talking about Uncanny Avengers number one.
Yes,
from
because
we had a disagreement about the quality of the writing.
Yes, and they've been arguing since I walked in the door 30 minutes ago.
I hated it, man. Akuna's art was great. But I hated the writing.
I liked it.
And I want to like Remender's writing so much. I like his indie stuff a lot.
Deadly Class.
I'm caught up on Deadly Class. It's amazing.
Crazy.
I'm caught up on it. Yeah, it's amazing.
Here's what I'm going to say.
It's a great book.
His two indie books are the best thing he is writing right now.
Thank you.
Deadly Class and Black Science are incredible.
Isn't he doing Low?
He's doing Low.
Oh,
also.
He's doing Low, which is also really good.
Yes. Art and Low. It's amazing.
Greg Tocchini, though, right?
Yes.
Isn't that how you pronounce that? Tocchini?
Another artist who works on Uncanny
X-Men. He filled in.
Yeah, he did. He was a villain artist.
Marvel,
and it was some of the best
you just
issues.
Do all kinds of crazy stuff right now?
Because well, especially since Secret Wars is destroying everything.
Nothing
matters. Well, look at Marvel as it stands right now. Iron Man is pretty much a techno drug dealer.
Mm-hmm.
Thor is a girl. Mm-hmm. Steve is old as shit.
Yep. Yeah.
Daredevil is in San Francisco. Ghost
Falcon's
Rider's
Captain
in a car.
America.
Falcon's Captain America. America. It really seems like a year or two ago, that's what they said. Editorial said, screw it, y'all do whatever the hell you want.
Yep.
And they were like, all right, we'll do whatever the hell we want. Especially Jason Aaron.
Yeah.
He said,
Wolverine.
All right, I'll do whatever the hell I want.
Killed Wolverine.
Yeah, killed Wolverine.
The planning on Deadpool.
You know, and, killing Deadpool.
Yeah. It really is like...
But they said that
you know
killing
not really
Deadpool...
building up to the death of Deadpool at all in any way, though.
But they said that death of
he
Deadpool
dies every
is,
issue of Deadpool, though.
But
so.
They said this is
a little bit.
It. They said they're not even bringing him back.
But you know what?
A Deadpool movie is going
to
be awesome.
That's probably the best thing to happen to that character.
I agree.
Well.
I'm not a fan of Deadpool. I'm excited about the Deadpool movie,
though.
Yeah,
they're not going to bring him back until after the movie. And then they'll do one based on the movie.
Yeah,
that's what I see.
I've read that the creator has been planning on killing Deadpool since Deadpool number
Probably.
Can
it seems...
Yeah, but...
I don't mind it at all.
You're not allowed to kill certain characters.
Like who?
They've killed
everybody. No, okay. Let me rephrase that. Let me rephrase that. You're not allowed to let them stay dead.
Well, okay. Yeah.
Well, it's comic.
It's like a soap opera.
No,
they always come back.
Yeah.
I think, actually going into Secret Wars, and we know they're going to reset a lot of things.
Yeah.
And one of the things they're obviously going to reset, speaking of death, in the context of death in the Marvel Universe,
Charles Xavier.
He's been dead forever.
Forever. Yeah.
It's amazing.
Honestly, the best thing to have happened to the X-Men.
The X-Men don't have a center anymore.
No, and that's what's made the X-Verse worth reading lately.
I'll agree with that. But what? Charles Xavier is going to come back. For Secret Wars, after
yeah, almost
are they
going to
bring back?
Doesn't.
Really,
dude? You know what?
I
what happened
honestly,
to the Ultimate Charles Xavier?
I don't
Ultimate
think...
Charles Xavier. He died in Ultimatum with Magneto.
Yeah,
and it was awesome. Actually.
Like an onslaught sort of
thing.
Yeah.
And that was the best thing to happen in that book too. Is
Ultimatum
when he died.
Was terrible.
Ultimatum was terrible.
But the onslaught.
But the post Ultimate Universe
stuff
was the best part about it.
Yeah,
you got Hickman on Ultimate. You had Spencer taking over the X-Men.
That's the last time the X-Men was good.
You know,
the
first time it was good.
That was the last time it was good.
I think they're going to hold off on bringing back the X-Men. I think a lot of them are going to die. I think they're going to hold off bringing them back a little bit.
They're going to put it in here.
They're going to pull back on X-Men and they're going to go forward with Inhumans.
They don't have money in the movies. That's why.
Well, they get money, but not...
No,
they
get like licensing.
And they're gonna use that as a bargaining.
Yeah, they get licensing, they don't get tickets.
You know what I do think?
See, and I think that is so wrong. Okay, move
business,
comic book, but no,
is.
I don't think it is.
There's
good
more money in the movies
Hold
than
on,
there is
though.
The comic book.
Exactly. So why cancel a comic that might get a boost of sales from a movie that will help your bottom line?
Because here's the thing,
aren't
though,
help the movie.
They're not the licensing isn't where because all the toys and all that stuff goes with the movie rights.
But Marvel,
they're not
still
getting that money.
Yeah, Marvel's not
but Marvel's still selling. I mean, I'm looking at a dozen Marvel toys right now, and that.
But no,
that
no
Marvel
okay.
doesn't own the movie license to.
Yeah, but they don't.
Yeah,
really.
Marvel. Okay,
they sell
but
those
Disney wants
collectors.
Those movie rights.
I know.
Well, of course,
and, you know,
kids' toys is where the money.
Kids' toys. Action.
Disney is a movie powerhouse.
It's arguable that Marvel does not hold the movie rights to their best characters.
Yeah, kids' toys.
You look at X-Men, the Fantastic Four, Spider-Man. Those are some of their best characters. And they don't
right.
know.
Right.
Well, that's why they sold them. And why they got to keep everything else. Everyone forgets. In the 90s, the height of every like major Marvel success, the X-Men, the Fantastic Four, and the Spider-Man were outselling any Avenging character.
And that's why Sony and
that's
Fox
why we got to
them
keep
so
them
bad.
All because no one cared about the Avengers at the time.
Yeah. And your action figures, that's why you got to put them up. Because on the 501st website, a man got Dave Prowse to sign up one of the Black Series Vaders. Kid got to it first and opened it up.
See, I don't. My kids know better. Yeah. They asked me about toys.
It was
toys.
Like a 3-year-old kid.
See, even then,
that's
they
not
knew.
An excuse.
Thank you.
You should know better that if you have. Oh,
he
like
should have put it
like
up.
That,
that's his own fault.
Put that thing in a safe or
that
somewhere where that kid cannot reach.
I'll tell you what I think the all new X Men are going to be after Secret Wars.
I think the all new X Men are going to be the X Men, the only X Men.
No, dude. I think it's going to be what's left of the Ultimate X Men.
No, I don't think I don't think any of the Ultimate X Men are going to make it.
If Bendis continues the book, it'll just be the Ultimate.
I don't think any of the Ultimate X Men are going to make it through Secret Wars. I think they'll all die. I think Miles is the only one who's
going to
make it.
I don't think they're going to launch all the books. I think they'll do another event where they launch like one new title a month or two new titles a month.
That's not even an event. They do that anyway.
Well, I mean, what I'm saying is
we got Star Wars.
All right, we're going to have
Vader. And no, and
all right, what I'm thinking is going to happen, we're going to have the Secret War, then we're going to have like something aftermath event, and then we'll spawn out here and there.
Event,
that's going to last like a year.
Star Wars is
going to
be
its own thing.
Star Wars is going to be the Secret War, the Battle World Moon.
That would actually be pretty hilarious if that was the end of Secret Wars, was
the
Death Star blowing it out.
That'd be perfect.
The new Marvel Universe.
Then it cuts to that was all the run. Now I'm next to your home world or whatever. You
know,
yeah.
In all fairness, though, I know Hickman is like supposedly leaving Marvel, but please let
him
write one Star Wars book.
He's leaving Marvel for like 6 months,
I read an interview where he said he's leaving Marvel to concentrate on indie stuff.
Yes, yeah.
But then he followed up on that and said he's not leaving Marvel altogether.
Yeah. Yeah.
But he said
just taking a break.
Yeah. He said right now I'm doing two books that come out, three times a month. And I've done the past three events, not including X's.
Yes.
And he's just like, I need a break.
Yeah.
And see, he said, your Secret Wars is so big, I've been working on it for so long. And I can just imagine, because he's the mastermind of Secret Wars, and every other book in the Marvel lineup has had to work around that for years now. I just imagine he gets two or three emails a day just from this writer
and
that writer and
also,
say, hey, can I do this?
Taking a break for 6 months and he works on things long term like that.
Exactly.
Well, yeah.
You know, I mean, there probably won't stop being a Hickman book.
Well, I think he'll still do an Avengers book when it's
done.
Well,
I mean, he's probably rode several months ahead.
Exactly. He'll do the first arc of an Avengers book and then we'll see him break.
Yeah, like,
and then he'll bring back the Fantastic Four like we all want him to.
Yeah, that's why they're canceling it.
Yeah, so he can bring it back.
So he can bring it back.
Dude, you know that was his best stuff.
It was his best stuff.
S.H.I.E.L.D.
was
great,
amazing.
But it was very confusing.
I love Secret Warriors, though.
S.H.I.E.L.D.?
Oh, yeah, Secret Warriors.
Secret Warriors.
But it was all just a build-up to Invasion.
In all fairness,
they need to give out.
Yeah.
Well, you know, he still has the, was it like 4 months ago, where he posted a picture on Twitter of the script for the last issue of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Yeah, he's had it all written.
Yeah, he's had it written forever. They just haven't done anything with it.
I don't. They should do a collected, do like an omnibus, Hickman omnibus.
I think
a thousand
they should do
issues.
Just randomly out of nowhere in the middle of Mark Waid's run.
Yeah,
Hickman,
right.
And not even like anyone know.
Yeah.
Like on the cover, it should say.
Yeah,
Mark
Marvel's
Waid,
not
going to
promote it like a bitch, like they do everything else. We should do intros, Larry, and then I'm sure you have something you want to talk about.
Well, yeah, I have all kinds of news headlines.
Let's do it.
All right.
We can talk about Secret Wars.
Yeah. All right, I am, of course, your host, Lawrence of America, and to my left, I have
the superior Gomer today. Superior.
Because he's got more fro going on.
Because I'm feeling evil as shit today.
You know, I did notice you have the
what?
The Napoleon Dynamite look, maybe?
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah. I've gotten that. If I put gel, if I put product in it, I'm ravish. But I didn't want to, you know, put any of y'all down. Who else is with us, damn it? My hair's with us. Go ahead.
Adam.
Joshua.
Heather.
Jules.
G-cubed.
G-squared.
What's right. in the headlines, Larry?
Well, in one of life's great ironies, the founder of Death Row Records may be facing the death row. Suge Knight, arrested for murder, hit and run.
My thing on that comment is, it was with a car, not a gun. If I had to play how to bet on this, it would not have been with his Escalade.
Well, you know, you got to remember. One of the great marketing lies of the 80s, NWA, were all upstanding members of society.
Music, though.
I
still listen to it to this day.
I, like many other white boys, listened to it and had illusions of them being.
I saw Ice Cube last year at Bonnaroo, and he was awesome.
He's awesome.
He closed this set with "Today's a Good Day," and it was totally the best thing.
I'm just saying, I listened to Vanilla Ice. That's about it.
That's cool.
And I tell you,
I listened to
Suge Knight should have went to jail for attempted murder on Vanilla Ice. Held him out that window. Yeah, at least that's what Vanilla Ice claims.
But you know what? I'm sure there is probably a part of America that is probably going, you really fucked up your Escalade for this guy? Really?
Man, that dude...
Well, it was...
He ran over the Battlestar Galactica guy.
The guy
he ran over was on the original Battlestar Galactica, was he not?
Right. It was Terry Carter.
Yeah.
His friend Terry Carter and attempting to kill... Bone Sloan in a burger stand parking lot Thursday night.
See,
after
that's Suge's first problem. Suge needs some
staff. At the film set. This was on the set of a film called Straight Outta Compton.
So you hold on.
A movie about the rise of NWA.
Are you thinking that this is some sort of promotion? Some sort of...
Well, his arrest is real.
Yeah. Yes.
Okay, he pleaded not guilty.
So do you think Suge's like, man, I'm going to make this movie a hit. I'm going to run this dude over.
He's going to make all kinds of money off of it.
I'm just going to say their defense could be that it was a whole, you know, dramatic act gone wrong.
Yeah, because
the guy really died. This is like, I mean, he legitimately run him over. The guy died in the hospital later.
I heard Suge Knight put it in reverse and ran him over.
But look, I get that, but Peter Gallagher, he was the comatose guy in While You Were Sleeping with Sandra Bullock. He was working on a film set one day, and there was a scene where he was supposed to get, you know, quote unquote, hit by a car. Well, the guy who was driving the car actually hit him and kneecapped him. So while his legs were broken, he was sitting there in the middle of the road still trying to act out the scene.
After pleading not guilty and going back to jail.
He made bail, though.
He's in the hospital now.
Yeah.
He got put in the hospital complaining of chest pains.
Because he's eating too many cheeseburgers.
Like most rich people, he probably won't do any time in jail. I doubt
it. He's been in jail.
So
remember, we all thought he killed Biggie and Tupac.
He did kill Tupac. He set that up. How are you going to have somebody with an automatic weapon shoot into the car and only Tupac gets hit?
I'm sorry, guys.
Hey, and besides, Vince Neil killed someone with a car and only gets 30 days in jail.
And nobody finds him.
Nobody.
We can find Terrace in a box hole.
And they had like two or three cars in front of him and in back of him.
He's got another record coming out next week.
Nobody
can stop him. His own island. He sits up there smoking.
Yeah, him getting killed was the best thing for his career.
It was. You know how many CDs he's come out with since then?
Seriously.
Next.
The Red Power Ranger killed somebody. Did you hear about that?
After he killed the guy, the dude grew 200 feet and he had to kill him again.
right, so.
All right, so. They got in a fight.
He's out of jail. Okay, so it was the Red Power Ranger from.
It was Rocky.
From Power Rangers Wild Force and played Decker on Power Rangers Samurai.
Yeah, Samurai.
Yes. All right. So, yeah, apparently they got him and his room.
It's second Ranger.
Him and his
girl. It's not Red Ranger.
It was Rocky. His name was
Rocky. He was a porn star.
That dude's never done anything wrong. What's wrong with being a porn star?
Look,
all
right. If you want to end your career really fast and in a really bad way, become a Power Ranger. Arrested.
The Green Ranger's great, man.
We follow him on Facebook.
He's getting a show on some TV or something.
Well, there's a couple that went on to be.
Flashpoint. Oh, yeah.
She's doing stuff where she's raising money. Yeah, a couple of them went on to.
To be stunt men or stunt persons.
And that's what they were originally.
But yeah, so, okay, they got into a fight. Yeah, he locked himself. The roommate broke in the door. He stabbed him with a sword. He called the cops and said, "Hey, you know, I got attacked, stabbed him." He called, you know, the guy is dead.
He is getting out.
Yeah, he's arrested, and he got out on self-defense.
But I did see an interview this morning with the sister of the guy who was killed, and they had some people go in there and clean up, and they took a picture of the door, and the door is spotless. There's no way anybody kicked that door in. So they're still,
It's still kind of up in there.
We're still going to go.
And if you talk about Power Rangers, over in Japan, they have like 20 or 30 different Power Rangers.
Yeah.
That we still never got over here.
They're on the train right now.
And also on the subject of killing people.
Those are crazy.
R.R. Martin is not putting out his book this year.
Nope.
Official announcement.
He hasn't even finished it.
Yeah.
You know why? Because he's got so much Game of Thrones on his DVR, he can't get to it.
Oh,
so
putting out books. I heard on the news, Harper Lee, the lady.
Here's
the issue that I have. I am glad that they found this script, you know, for a second book that's the sequel to Kill a Mockingbird.
Well, she's still alive.
Which is like 20 years later. Yeah, she's still alive. But here's the thing, though. Her lawyer, who was in charge of her estate, now she is pretty much blind and deaf because of a stroke that she suffered.
Yes.
So she has had no input on the releasing of this book at all. It has been predominantly by her lawyer.
Yes. Yeah.
So
you said you don't know if it should be out or...
I think it's kind of sketchy, because if she really wanted to put that book out, she would have done it a long time ago.
Back in the day, it came out in the late 60s. It sold 40 million copies that year. I wouldn't have written another book either.
Yeah, I know.
To hell with it.
Yeah.
40 million copies in that.
Well, okay. Eventually, the money runs out.
Especially if
she's had a stroke.
Every kid's got to buy it every year.
Yeah, every year for reading. And
right, but important. Still.
It's never
but
been
still,
out of
yeah, no. If she has had a stroke, she has a lot of medical bills.
Probably.
Yeah. To Kill a Mockingbird, it was not the original book. The one that they're about to put out is The Watchman, A Watchman to be on Guard or something like that.
Yeah.
Something like
it
that,
was
yeah.
the original manuscript. It was Scout's story 20 years past what happened in the first
So
place.
It's a direct
yeah.
sequel.
When
yeah,
she
so
went
it's a direct
to the
sequel.
Publisher. No. It was a prequel.
Originally,
it was the original story.
Yeah.
When she went to the editors, the editor said, "No, you need to make her a child and write it from her point of view." So she completely rewrote.
So that's
and
all
made
this is that's all the new book is sort of like a.
It's a like retelling a, from a different point of
okay.
view.
Okay.
But it.
Well, that's
it
it's
also,
a classic though by the original, so it's going to
well,
be good.
Well, they also said that with the story, it's her learning to navigate the adult world in a strange time with her father's point of view of life.
Oh, I'm cool
so,
with that.
You know, it's the same person, but different story.
But still,
she's
going to
sell 40 million copies again.
But,
it's going to be
still
huge.
Another Harper Lee book.
It's
no, but, no, but I mean, back then she sold 40 million copies. Hell, the world population is what, quadrupled
well,
since then?
Well, true, but and people have a lot more to do now than just read.
I don't know if Kill a Mockingbird is mandatory reading in Soviet Russia.
I know it's mandatory reading everywhere.
It is in a lot of places, though.
Look, I know it's not probably not going to be mandatory reading everywhere, but
it is in a lot of places, though.
Yeah, no, I'm not saying it isn't.
Honestly, say and believe that they're not going to put that book out in English, French, German, whatever, you are dead wrong. They're going to print that in every language to make as much money as they can.
And they will. They're going to use it as a case study of this was her original thought and her original course plan. This is what it ended up being.
And you know what? The funny part is that there's going to be so much thought put into what this means. More than she ever did.
Yeah.
And you're going to hear all this stuff.
She just had a thought, wrote a book, and people
And people overanalyze everything. And it's going to be hilarious.
That's what being a geek is all about, man.
I know, but
no, people are going to base their entire educational careers over this.
But people want to make money.
Hey, but they're still trying to overanalyze The Catcher in the Rye to see like what psychological demons it caused the guy to kill John Lennon. It's like, dude, really?
Yeah,
he's just a nutcase.
We need to know.
Okay. So the conspiracy theory on that is it's used as a trigger.
Yeah.
They even based a whole movie as a subplot, the conspiracy theory movie. That was a subplot. And that is a legitimate conspiracy theory that the CIA used it as some sort of weird trigger and tracking method, whatever.
I liked it back
in the day. Mystic Pizza. Pretty Woman.
In all fairness,
Pretty Woman is about a whore.
Yeah,
Pretty Woman is about a prostitute. Thing? No, I'm saying, really? I think it's a bad movie for girls to look up to.
How many
I'm a whore and I need a man to save me. It's an old school thing.
Dirty Dancing.
Dirty Dancing's different. She was over 18. She was going to college.
Yeah. But Patrick Swayze was the whore in that one.
She had just turned 18.
So it was okay for a man.
That's a coming of age.
She turned 18 in the movie.
So but she had turned. No, she turns 18. She's talking about it in the opening scene.
Yeah, okay. It was the summer I just turned
18. I had just turned 18. It's like the first line of the movie.
Right.
But so she turns 18
I love that
in
movie,
the summer me. While she's dating that I guy.
But anyway, that's not against the law to have sexual relations with an 18-year-old.
Pretty Woman is just My Fair Lady.
It is, but without the singing.
Yeah.
I like the singing.
You know that.
And so you're saying My Fair Lady is about a prostitute?
It was alluded to that she had prostituted to make ends meet, and that was redeeming. She was willing to do what she had. She was a strong woman. But Dirty Dancing is a coming-of-age story.
We're not going to win this one because he loves Dirty Dancing.
I love Dirty Dancing.
Why are we...
But how did it come...
I don't know.
Getting back to the conspiracy theory thing. All right, now look.
Yeah.
The movie, back when it came out, because I was a lot younger back then, I actually kind of enjoyed the movie. A little...
I've never been a fan of Mel Gibson.
He's only done two good movies.
I like the movie.
I did not like it.
What two movies?
No.
Mel Gibson.
Mel Gibson has only done two good movies.
Which ones?
Mad Max and The Road Warrior.
I like those movies, but I have to give it up to Lethal Weapon 2.
Oh my god, that movie!
I like the Lethal Weapon. No, for what the Lethal Weapon movies are, just out and out cop buddy action.
Yeah,
they set the genre. They established the genre.
No. What about what is the like the Revolutionary War movie? What was that?
Patriot.
That was a really good movie.
Patriot is good, but it's a historical movie that is nowhere near historical.
It never said it was accurate.
Braveheart. It's not accurate either.
No. Whether it's accurate or not, it was a good movie.
If you're going to do a movie based on history, base your movie on history.
Most history movies are not accurate.
There is not one historical movie that is out there that is accurate.
Of course.
I'm sorry, Gomer. I know you were there and all.
Yeah.
No.
It's the same thing with the movie The Doors. The lady who was Jim Morrison's wife, she was bitching about, was like, well, this wasn't real. This part of that didn't happen.
That's not
like,
real. That's different.
It's a movie.
Yeah, half that movie's in
But hold on, hold on. The Doors is a little bit different because The Doors is based on a book written by a guy who was writing, you know, from his own perspective. He was with them. He hung out with The Doors. That's different. That's part of history.
Yeah, I know.
It is established how America won the Revolutionary War. And Mel Gibson did not run around with a freaking hatchet chopping down people. The French did not show up the way that they established the French showing up. A lot of things in that movie, in The Patriot, are... I love the movie, too. But yeah,
right. I'm not. And same thing with just to clarify, I said movie, not textbook that Mel Gibson was in.
But there's no reason to change it. The Revolutionary War was awesome without changing it.
Revolutionary War
was awesome.
Hey, but
he was all the historical figures.
Yeah, Mel Gibson's my favorite president.
How did George Washington get to become president? He lost more battles than he won.
He had a great PR.
He won the war. It don't matter how many battles you win, as long as you win the war.
You cross on a boat, standing up,
win. First year, he had 10 years as top officer under the Articles of Confederation before he was elected the first president. So he was elected the first president by the original Article of Confederation people.
Yes.
All right. He was only re-elected by the people.
Washington was not the first president.
Right. He was the 11th.
He was the second. He was the second. For the United States of America, he was the second.
Who was the first president of the United States after the Constitution was established?
Was the first.
John Adams?
John Adams.
Yeah.
James.
Well, you're talking after the ratification of the Constitution.
He was inaugurated first. He was the first president for 24 hours.
Yeah. Oh,
but everyone
he was inaugurated as the vice president. Okay.
There was no president.
You're right.
As president.
Now that you've cleared up, you're absolutely right.
Yes.
But I was about to say, there is no freaking way that is right.
He also gave the longest speech in inaugural history.
Yes, he did.
His speech was 8 hours long.
He was only president for 24 hours.
No wonder they wanted him.
But the speech
spent most of that 24 hours talking.
But the speech was to just the Constitutional Convention.
He spent one third of
it
it wasn't to the public, but it was 8 hours of nonstop talking.
Still.
But if you go through his other speeches that he gave during his term in office, he was known to have 4 to 6 hour speeches.
That's horrible. Now, you see, if I was like
you
on this, motherfucker, you
got to
sum this shit up.
Listen, guys, we're talking about the 18th century. There wasn't a lot to do.
No.
But tough.
Yeah, and if people were a lot more eloquent back then.
But in all fairness, he also said, especially back then, he was like, the vice president job was the most pointless thing that even a monkey could do.
It still is.
Hey, a monkey can write
things. And he was the vice president's job is not the most pointless. The most pointless job is the first lady's job.
Technically, first lady is not a job. That is not a political position. Officially.
Officially by the Constitution.
And it does not have to be a wife.
By every.
It could be a. It technically doesn't have to be a wife. It could be a sister if he's not married.
It has
been. Here is what I mean.
Yeah.
All right. Now I'm going to go back to when Hillary Clinton was the first lady. Okay.
You mean President Clinton.
What? No, Hillary Clinton.
When she was 5 votes away from universal health care, she didn't do shit. 5 votes in Congress.
Can I make a point?
I'm still disagreeing with your original point.
Just let me get it out.
Go ahead.
All right. Okay. When she was first lady, she was trying to do the whole universal health care originally, okay?
Yeah.
And because whatever it was in the government or
Grenada.
Whatever.
Or Bosnia.
They grenaded her. They grenaded her, and they're like, all right, you can't talk about this kind of stuff no more. And then they decided,
but she was still 5 votes away.
Yeah, and then they still gave her
getting it.
And they gave her some first lady project. They do this with every first lady. They give them
every first lady chooses their own project.
And Hillary Clinton's project after being first lady was becoming a senator for New York.
Thank you.
So
I'm not saying
that was the
anything bad about the woman. What
you're saying, they have a useless position. I just don't think that's true. I mean, you look at Nancy Reagan and the war on drugs. Like it or not,
the war on drugs is completely useless. We spend more money fighting
that. Like it or not, it was still a huge impact that she had.
I know
it
was a huge impact. What I'm saying is, we don't allow them to actually make any kind of actual policy.
No, they don't.
Because they're not an elected official.
They're not.
I know they're not an elected official.
Completely out there for me. Do you honestly think that they're laying up in their bedroom with their president husband and offering them something to make sure something happens? I don't think so.
The thing about it is, you're right.
Hillary wasn't. Hillary was, but not Hillary.
They don't have any true power.
Yeah,
constitutional power.
But they should.
On a totally unrelated note, Fargo, North Dakota is being overrun with giant jackrabbits.
I saw that.
They're being overrun by the jackalope?
Jackrabbits.
And they need to have a stomping day.
Now, okay, and here's something that would never happen in Tennessee, because in Tennessee it would take one redneck going, there's a herd of stew going through my yard.
That's not true either, man. Hendersonville has been dealing with a herd of deer for the past 5 years.
But they won't let you hunt.
Hendersonville is I'm talking within the city limits. There's places in Gallatin and stuff like that are still quite rural.
And people do hunt in the Hendersonville city limits.
They just get arrested.
It's against
for
the
it.
Law. Yeah.
Yeah.
They just get arrested.
Why? Because they almost shot a kid.
Right.
Dude shot a deer out of his car and got arrested for
he
it.
He should.
And only got mad because they wouldn't let him keep the deer.
It was huge.
Didn't care about going to jail. It was got mad they wouldn't let him keep the deer.
But I'd get kind of mad, too. That's a lot of meat.
The jackrabbit problem in North Dakota is coming from they are, because fracking and all that stuff, it's real big up there, they're chasing all the coyotes away. And there's nothing there to naturally, hunt.
And
then they need Florida
to take them out. Down movie,
yeah.
And they need to get more rabbits.
Florida is actually having a manatee problem.
Who?
Florida.
Yes. Because they said we can't hunt manatee anymore.
Well, also, it's because the waters have gotten warmer and other stuff going off in the ocean has scared even more than usual manatees into their natural spirits.
They are cute. I heard manatee meat is tasty.
I could shoot it.
I heard it's tasty.
Bambi is beautiful.
But she tastes good. She tastes good.
Yeah, she tastes good.
Oh, also on the chopping block, Radio Shack has officially been delisted. Delisted from the stock market, so it is.
You can no longer buy or you can no longer trade their stock. If you haven't, you're stuck with it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So they are officially dying,
They have officially sold half of their stores to Verizon. Or they're still in talks.
And Amazon was looking at some.
Amazon was thinking about buying them as hubs for more of the more popular items.
They might buy some more of the warehouse stuff.
Well, I heard that Office Depot and Staples is supposed to be merging.
Staples has just bought Office Depot. It's pending FTC.
No, they are not merging. Everything is going to stay the same, and they're going to close a lot of Office Depots within competition.
Right. But you got Office Depot and Office Match owned by the same company.
Well, they just merged. Now, this is still pending FCC or Federal Trade Commission approval
on that. The internet helps
all
that. Yeah.
But here's the thing, because of that, there's...
It's not a monopoly anymore.
Here's the argument, because so many people go through it. Amazon is such competition.
Yeah, I know, but...
That's Walmart. Walmart's in with the Office products.
Yeah, and Walgreens. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And my biggest problem with Staples is they only carry one type of staple.
The thing about Office supplies, though...
That's your gripe. They only carry
That is my biggest gripe. They only carry one type of staple.
The thing about Office supplies,
they're called Staples.
If that's your name, you need a whole aisle of different staples.
No.
What do you want
to carry? Here's the thing.
Their logo is
Paperclip. No. Okay. Yeah. That's
another good point.
All right. Here's the thing. Okay. So I used to work for a pharmacy, and they had manual plier staplers, which are low impact on your hand.
Yeah.
So if you're having to staple labels to prescription bags all day, you need those. And we couldn't even order them through Staples.
That's bad.
Yeah.
All right. Now I get
it. So there are three or four different types that are in office use.
And the thing about office supplies is most offices are buying the same shit every week. Paper, pens, and that's it, paper clips. And Walmart sells that. And they sell it cheaper than Staples and Office Max and all that shit.
Right, because you can get reams of paper for them, even boxes
$2
of paper for,
$2 a ream if you're buying by the box. Yeah.
And then, reams are...
Well, and also, those companies have become.
Sam's Club has the best choice of office supplies.
Sam Club.
And the next real step is for them is to go ahead and take over Kinko's.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. FedEx, Staples.
FedEx already has Kinko's.
Yeah, FedEx.
Has right, FedEx has Kinko's. Staples has a deal with FedEx.
I think they'll run.
And Office Depot has a deal with UPS.
I think they'll just move Kinko's because most of these home office place or office supply stores have their own little printing section.
Yeah, yeah.
Right.
I think they'll just turn those into Kinko's or whatever.
And for all the places we've just named,
eventually everything will be a Walmart.
Will be touched soon.
Yeah, that would be great.
Free advertising.
Free advertising.
I know this is only slightly relevant to this.
For all the free advertising, we've
I go to Dunder Mifflin for my office supply.
The two highest things stolen.
Yeah.
Are owned both by Bic.
Yeah.
Pens and lighters.
Pens and lighters, yeah.
Those are the two highest stolen things.
Yeah.
And, that's just me on Saturday
people.
Night.
Yeah. They're not stolen from stores. They're stolen from people.
Yeah, back when I used to smoke cigarettes, I couldn't even count how many times I kept having to buy 99-cent Bic lighters.
Hey, welcome!
There's
Bill from Four Letter Nerd. Come on in. Join us. Join us.
Join us.
How's it going? We are recording right now, just FYI.
What's next? What's up, man?
How you doing?
What's next?
Oh,
can we please talk about Daredevil?
Yeah, we can talk about Daredevil trailer.
All right, let's talk about Daredevil.
For Netflix.
Haven't seen the trailer yet, but I saw
it. It's on Outright Geekery, man. You should check
great.
It out.
It's great.
It's cool.
It's dark and everything.
Yeah, the TV show on Netflix.
I saw the very short teaser that they showed on TV.
I have a beef.
God,
help me.
I just want the red costume, man.
And you'll get it at the
Why
end
Why can't
of
we
season?
Have it first season? No. At the beginning.
No, please not start now with it. Dude.
I don't like the black, man.
You watch Arrow?
He's got to earn it.
Wait,
he's got
to
earn
it.
Remember how he had to earn the costume?
Wait, so
I don't like Arrow.
I love Arrow.
It's okay. I love the show.
Wait, so is this the origin story of Daredevil?
Yes, it's a retelling.
Matt Murdock. Daredevil.
I'm not sure if they're going to show him getting his power, but they're definitely going to show him moving into the superhero role.
Yeah. Okay. So what's wrong with that? They're doing the
same
thing.
He's wearing a black
the...
costume. That's the only beef I have.
You know what?
I'm super excited.
It's either that or the yellow.
Yeah, they do
want to go yellow.
I'd be okay with yellow.
If he's a man without fear, why is he hiding in the shadows?
He likes the way black feels.
Batman's whole thing is he's scared. I want my friends to be or the enemies to be just as scared as I am of the bats.
He's blind.
Okay.
So he doesn't know that he's wearing black.
Plus, he has no idea.
Plus, he has no idea where a shadow is.
Yes.
I'm just saying.
He has no idea he's in the shadows.
Elektra's sitting there like, okay, what do you want to wear today?
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
She's picking out his stuff.
But look, Arrow and the Flash, they're doing the same thing. They're doing the origin story. They have to earn...
No, yeah, Flash didn't earn his costume.
He just got it.
Flash didn't earn
it. Speaking of Flash...
And Arrow's just a green hoodie. How do you earn a green hoodie? You want a green hoodie?
The guy that
tried
to use the
boat. Speaking of the Flash, they showed the picture of Brandon Routh
in the Atom.
Yeah.
But and they said he's going to be on the Flash show, not on Arrow.
You mean Brandon Routh as the Power Ranger? The Blue Power Ranger?
Basically. He went from Superman
the blue
to the Atom.
Ant-Man suit with just the right gear mask?
At first look of the Atom exosuit, it looks bad.
It looks really bad.
But in action, it might look different. I'm willing to give it the benefit of the doubt.
I think they said, oh,
but they hype it up on Arrow.
Ant-Man? Remember that character we had first?
I don't know why they did that.
But you know, I'm glad they did the Flash and Arrow crossover. I thought that was a good
crossover. You know, they're going to do that every year.
Mm-hmm. Oh, good.
Every year they're going to do that. And I'm expecting
and more. I love and more.
I'm expecting at some point.
Did anybody
do...
watch Flash last night?
No, I haven't watched
it.
I watched it.
I'm not going to tell you what
I'll
happened.
I'll watch it this afternoon.
I don't know. Every year it seems kind of weird to have a crossover. Like every year it's like, why is it every March one of your villains comes and attacks my city?
Yeah,
you bastard,
Larry.
It's your fault. Yeah.
You know, in fairness, Larry, that is what comic books are every
it
March.
It really is.
Yeah.
Villains in my city, let's team up.
Really
you know,
is,
there's
man.
Whole books dedicated to team ups, Larry.
Yeah.
Every issue, somebody's villain goes into the wrong city.
That's funny.
But it's a left turn to Bloodhaven. My bad.
In all honesty, I would like to see some other DC Universe characters.
Well, Supergirl, they're saying.
They just announced TNT's Titans.
Titans.
They announced the lineup.
They announced the lineup.
It's
going to
be Nightwing, post-Robin, Batman.
Mm-hmm.
Who else, man? Raven.
They announced Raven, Oracle.
Oracle, but they're not going to call her Oracle.
No.
They're just going to call her Barbara.
They're not going to call her
Oracle. But she's going to be Oracle in everything. Starfire. The wheelchair. Was Starfire?
Starfire was in that lineup.
I didn't think they were going to do Oracle again.
Yeah,
Starfire
has to. Wait, did they not say Beast Boy?
Please tell me. You can't do Beast Boy live action.
Beast Boy would be awesome.
Beast Boy would be awesome. It'd be too expensive.
Yeah, Beast Boy is a lot.
It costs too much for the animal handlers, man.
It don't matter. They're making all kinds of money.
Well, maybe second season.
Do you know how much it would cost and to dye all those animals green?
Well, you wouldn't even have to do
CGI.
You could, well, CGI. I don't know if they could afford that.
Yeah, either. CGI on TV would be super expensive. Yeah.
And you know they could the skip
budget.
The whole green. They could skip the whole green skin thing.
You're making
Beast Boy and still do a guy who changes into animals.
Yeah, but then you have all the geeks bitching about why.
But you
green.
Turn him into a gorilla one time, awesome. And then you have that gorilla CGI already.
Yeah,
all you gotta do is just move it a little bit.
Yeah,
and you got it for the next episode.
All right, well, I would like to see Beast Boy.
All right, well, I like Beast the one Boy. Thing I was saying is, you know, like other DC characters.
They're doing a Supergirl.
Supergirl or Harley.
Hawk and Dove.
You know, or Harley.
They're
Dove.
Not going to do Raven. Harley. She's going to be movies.
Hawk and Dove, that's right.
A lot of birds.
They did.
That's okay. A lot of birds.
They
Hawk,
did.
Dove.
Raven,
they've done that already.
They cast James Olsen.
Going to be in the Titans.
They like birds.
They like birds. She's on Arrow.
They cast James Olsen for the Supergirl.
Oh, yeah. They picked a black kid. Who was he from? He was from some movie or something, wasn't he?
Wait, what's his name?
I can't remember. No, he was from, are you talking about the,
Jimmy Olsen they cast for the Supergirl show.
Oh, yeah.
Speaking of Supergirl.
Yeah.
How many people have been complaining online about her not being blonde? At least right now.
I don't care.
I don't care either.
I just want to
do. I'm just complaining about her first villain being Lumberjack.
Yeah, that's a big deal. That's
her first villain.
You gotta have
Lumberjack.
Horrible villains at the very beginning.
Villain is Lumberjack.
And we don't even know if he is going to be a Lumberjack.
Yeah, right,
let's talk about AKA Jessica Jones. They got a lot of casting for that.
Yep.
They've officially announced all of them are going to, and announced Defenders is going to be 8 episodes.
What's that guy's name from Doctor Who?
Oh, no.
David Tennant.
David Tennant's going to be in there.
He's going to be Purple Man.
David Tennant's Purple Man.
He's going to be so. He's going to be.
Cast the Hellcat. I forgot who that was.
Yeah. And Carrie Ann Moss has also been cast in AKA Jessica Jones.
Yeah.
She's good.
Good.
She's all right. I don't know what
but
else.
How long are we going to have to wait for that?
Oh, and they,
next year.
What's
next
his
year,
name? The 12 Years a Slave guy.
Oh, yeah. Mecha Okafor or whatever his name is.
Yeah, he's going to be a main role in Doctor Strange, but they haven't announced what he's going to be.
What could he be?
Wong?
Do we really want an African-American Wong, or do we want an Asian Wong? I want
his name is Wong.
Casting is definitely not white.
His name is Wong. That's his name. He's Asian.
He's
nice
as a bread right now.
Oh my God, he's red as a strawberry.
But
he is as red as his beard.
Like a Dr. Voodoo.
Yeah,
that would work.
I would like him.
He could do
shut up, Larry. Go on. I want to see Dr. Voodoo.
Hold on. I got one thing to say.
He need Dormammu.
I don't know if they're going to bring Dormammu in there.
They might bring Doc Strange's biggest
into the movie.
They need to at least bring it in.
Hey, what you just said.
You don't have to have it. That could be a teaser at the end.
Yeah.
What you just said was the same thing Chris Rock said in Rush Hour 3, where he slapped the Chinese guys like, "You're Chinese, stop speaking French." That's exactly
he
what
could
you
be
just
Wong.
Said.
I don't
be
know.
Terrible.
I don't want to see him as Wong.
He can't be black and Asian. He can't be Blasian.
He could. Tiger Woods.
He's not Blasian.
Yes, Tiger Woods.
Blasian,
you got it.
Tiger Woods is Wong.
They have that's to. Awful. They have to fix his tooth.
Yeah,
they lost him.
A camera guy knocked his tooth out. How about that, man?
Golf
is a dangerous sport.
Then he had the. Then he had the worst round of his career.
Yeah.
And didn't make the cut.
He hadn't been good in a decade.
Yeah, he hasn't been good.
But he had been
that actor has supposedly a main role
in Doctor Strange.
Doctor
yeah.
Strange,
it's got to be a villain.
I'm like thinking it's a villain. Yes.
After seeing the Doctor Strange anime,
yeah,
I don't want it to be Dormammu.
Got to be a they hint.
I think Dormammu is too big of a character in scope.
Okay, then what's
and you got Thanos, man.
Servant, the guy who trains with Strange earlier on.
Is Dr. Fate DC or Marvel?
It's DC.
Okay, because I couldn't remember.
Dr. Fate, I thought he's shown up in Smallville. He's sort of been on Constantine, kind of.
Yeah.
The mask has.
Yeah, the helmet.
I'd like to see Dr. Fate show up in Arrow or Flash.
No way, man.
Well, I mean,
no.
I thought...
I think he'll show up on Constantine.
Which is not even going to be much longer. In Flash, they're doing more of the metahumans, whereas on Arrow, it's normal people...
I like the way
Dr. Fate is more mystical.
So yeah. He'd be on Constantine.
I like the way in Flash they've made the origin of Flash the origin of all the other metahumans. I kind of like how they threw all that together. Yeah. But they still have a Speed Force thing going on.
Yeah. Which I like.
It's really they've done a really good job. What's his name on that?
John Wesley Shipp. Hammer's not there Flash. Yet. Yeah, he's on the show. Yeah, and the girl who played
Guggenheim. Mark Guggenheim.
I'm just waiting on Mark Hamill to be the trickster.
That's going to be cool.
That's going to be really cool.
You know, but the ending of Flash last night,
I'm so ready
to see how that's going to play out.
It'll be next season. I know, but they can't do it this season.
They've been hitting that garage since the first episode.
Yeah, but the way
that's the thing. You can make almost that whole second season about Rod. You don't want to put him in the first season because
you could set him up. You could set him up as in the whole first season of Rogues
and the whole second season Reverse Flash, but they rushed off.
No, they're going to rush that. They're going to stick with that Reverse Flash thing.
Yeah, but basically they're saying
Rogues. The only Rogues episode they had two Rogues.
Yeah, so far.
Rogues.
Well, that's what Flash's group of villains.
It's his Sinister Six.
It is. It's his Sinister Six.
But when you look at it, they're hinting at one being Zoom and one being Professor Zoom.
So they're still not sure who's who yet.
Right.
Yeah,
but if you watch the first episode, the one that killed his mother was all yellow. He's black and yellow.
We still don't know.
People have said that the fact that his eyes are red, the doctor, that actually points out who's who.
Because I don't believe
it. Pilot, the guy didn't have red eyes.
Mark, they're doing a great job.
Yeah,
with that, they really are. A lot better than Arrow, I gotta say, man.
I'm not a fan of Arrow.
I don't like the fact that they're calling Ra's.
I don't like that.
I don't mind that. That's gone back and forth forever.
Yeah, it's Ra's.
My biggest issue.
I've always said Ra's Al Ghul.
But watch a single Batman cartoon. It's Ra's.
I've used both.
Yeah,
I've used
my biggest issue with Arrow is they started out no supers.
And then they added supers.
And to me, the whole allure of that first season is just...
And that's not even my biggest part. My biggest part was, at the beginning, there were no supers, and he was killing people. Yes. Now, there are supers, and he's not killing. It's not really a total 180. But they are. They've got extra powers, meta powers.
The Flash is a super.
He is, but he's on his show where they do have supers.
Right,
on
but Arrow, they don't really have
it. It was a bit too soap opera with me with like the first Ruby.
It does become
Supernatural and her name Ruby.
Yeah, Deathstroke. Yeah. She was the girlfriend. That whole Super Soldier serum that they do on Arrow makes the whole show just feel not. That's what made that first season so good. It was like Dark Knight.
It was Batman Begins.
There was nothing super about it.
It was better than Batman Begins. I kind of liked Arrow.
You know who I feel bad for in the Batman movies, as Nolan trilogy?
Bane.
The visiting football team.
That lighting director.
Yeah, right. That visiting football team. Their whole season just down the tubes, and they weren't even from Bane, you asshole.
I feel sorry for Christian Bale's throat. Having to speak like that.
Yeah.
Rachel!
He probably kept Robitussin on tap.
Where's the trigger? Where's the trigger?
Why do you sound like Roger Rabbit?
I like Arrow. I still like Arrow to this day. They said they're bringing Deathstroke back in.
Patty cake.
I've watched Arrow for a good probably 10 some odd episodes.
I'll tell you, the show that went down is Supernatural. That's what's went down.
I was going to talk about that in my final thought.
Season 5.
Seriously.
I watched Supernatural the first time around up to season 4 because season 5 was not available.
Season 5 is so good.
Hold on, I just forgot about it. Well, I've been wanting to get back into it. So my old lady and I, about a month ago, started it from season 1, and he's so right.
Season 5 is amazing. It's the best
when the boys end up in hell, or one of them's in hell, and Lucifer and Michael are fighting, and then Dean gets his own life. Yes. Way perfect way to end
it. Yeah, it should have been ended. Season six has a couple of good episodes.
There's an episode where they come to the real world.
Yes,
awesome.
Yeah,
yeah.
There's an episode later on where there's like a found footage werewolf.
Yes. Yeah.
Sort of episode. There's certain gems, but oh my goodness, bring it's so depressing.
I love
Ghostfacers. The Ghostfacers were my favorite episodes.
They just randomly hacked into the show.
Oh, I loved it.
Okay.
Here's something for you.
Yeah, seven was terrible.
Seven's terrible. Well, there's nothing good about
seven. Under the category, were they thinking?
Yeah.
Archie versus Predator.
I think what they're
what?
No, hold on.
What?
Oh my god.
Archie versus Predator. That is the dumbest idea.
Yeah. You know what, guys? So the was thing Archie about, versus
no,
the,
Predators
Punisher.
2 was and probably
was,
the dumbest
and it
idea.
Was good. Everybody said Predator 2 was horrible. Everybody said that Afterlife with Archie was the dumbest idea. They're just taking advantage of The Walking Dead. And it's been a critical success. Yeah, it's, fans freaking dig it. It's going on forever. They're going to even do another one, I've heard.
Yeah.
I don't think we should knock it. I don't think Archie does anything wrong. I just think people diss on Archie because they don't like slice of life comics.
Here's what I'm going to say, too. Archie fans aren't normal comic book
You're
fans.
Right. You're absolutely right.
They are far more dedicated than we are because they have never stopped reading Archie. Never.
Well, you
when
know.
Archie slats, they still read. I have a friend who just reads Archie.
The great thing about Archie comics. Is you can go back and get Archie.
Yes. No
and,
problem.
Like, just this week, they have an Archie from the vault. That reprints Archie stuff that hasn't been seen in 50 years. And it's like, wait, what? And it's just hard to believe that Archie's been around that long. But the thing about Archie is Archie changes all the time.
All the time.
And it's contemporary. It keeps up with, you know, what... the pop, yeah, with pop culture.
Archie has gone from
then
high school
why are they bringing in
to
a predator?
College
that was...
to getting his master's degree to getting a good job.
The thing is,
are they making a new Alien versus Predator movie?
Oh well, no, but they're continually doing Alien versus Predator comics. Man, Prometheus has a thing going on right now that's crossing over into both.
I love
it's
the
a big deal for Dark Horse, especially since they've recently lost a lot of.
Star Wars. And that's a big
their
hit,
licensed
man.
Stuff is still selling well. Well, and they should take advantage
and
Archie of
Archie. Comics is on a high. They've got Afterlife. They've got Sabrina.
They've got Mark Waid and Fiona Staples doing a reboot that everybody is going to buy. Everybody's going to buy that.
Owns a couple titles that are so ridiculous, the fact that these things sell. They own Mega Man and Sonic. And people love those Mega Man.
Well, and those are also non-traditional comic book people. Those hit the video game.
Those are the
fans.
Video game nerds.
We have some people that only read Sonic, and they are diehard Sonic fans.
Man.
Hell, Archie
I'll read a Captain N comic. I saw on YouTube like about a week or so ago of a group of teenagers, like in their mid-teens, where they were trying to play the original Mega Man.
Oh, they couldn't.
And they could not even get to the... They could not.
It's a hard game.
It's a really hard game.
No, wait, hold on. They could not even get to the first half of the first level.
It's a hard game,
of Cutman. No, I'm not knocking it. I know it's a hard game. It still is if you haven't played it.
They're not used to those kind of games.
Yeah, they're not used to side-scrollers like we were back in the day.
I think Archie, back on Archie just for a second.
But I was laughing my ass off because they'd get hit by something. They were sitting there trying to figure out how
Archie is, I think, America's version.
Tintin
is a huge deal. Slice of life adventure. Yeah, I think it's very comparable.
Wait.
What else is going on? What else do we want to talk about news wise?
Well, I got
what
baseball news.
Okay.
All right. Well,
are you a baseball fan?
I kind of am. I watch baseball every now and again.
It's right, so boring.
Whatever. It is boring. All right.
I can't watch
all right. Look, here's my three sports.
Fun to play.
And this is in no particular... All right, like, scratch that.
No, we can definitely talk sports. The Super Bowl was just the other day.
Yeah, this is in order. I like MotoGP, motorcycle racing.
Okay. Great sport.
Yeah.
Fun to watch and fun to play.
Yes, it is. And I'm playing 2015 MotoGP on my Xbox right now.
No, I actually meant...
Oh, well, yeah, I do that too, but I ride a sport... I don't ride a sport
Yeah, you got
bike.
A street bike, yeah.
Yeah. All right,
so motorcycle
MotoGP,
racing.
Baseball, and I'm now a soccer fan. So.
Jules is a big soccer fan.
I
grew up with the sport.
I can't Brian. Watch soccer.
Well, I started going football. To the
football. I can't watch soccer.
I started
That's
going to the
where you actually use your feet.
Yeah.
Not enough goes on in soccer.
Look, enough goes on?
I'm sorry, there's no commercials.
I like the
No, there's just not enough that goes on.
I started going to the Nashville FC game last year.
Yeah. The games here in Nashville, they play at Vanderbilt Stadium.
Yeah.
I started going, and I liked it, okay? And I was still like it.
Soccer is definitely better in person.
Yes, it is.
It's the most popular sport in the world.
Yes. Baseball is better in person.
All right, well, yes. All baseball is better in person. Now, here's what I
football is worse in person. Yeah. Yes. NFL football is terrible.
The worst in person.
It's terrible.
That's why I'd rather just watch a football game on TV if I ever watch a football game.
But if you get a chance, at least go one.
Yeah, at least go one.
Basketball is great in person.
Hockey.
Yes. All right. Now, what I want to say about baseball is
I can't watch hockey.
Unless it's playoff hockey.
All right. Now,
I can watch playoff hockey
anytime. Go ahead, Josh.
So, baseball news. The Nashville Sounds, which is the local team here in Nashville, is the minor league triple A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics.
No, they traded.
Yeah, I know that.
Oh,
but
really?
I mean, that was only recently.
Yeah, that's just
up
happened.
Until
this season.
This season,
yeah,
yes.
They're now the triple A affiliate of the Oakland
Athletics. Oh, nice. They were no longer the affiliate of the Brewers.
Now here's the catch, though.
When the hell did that happen?
January 1st, 2015.
Yeah, all right, now here's
the Brewers contract. I was drinking.
Now here's the kicker. This happened on Monday when I found this out. Because I was on their website because I wanted to check and see what the prices for tickets were because I wanted to go to a couple games.
Awesome.
They had in their news feed that the Nashville Sounds have signed a 4-year deal with the Oakland Athletics for player development.
Oh, very cool.
So basically, all of Billy Bean's wisdom and knowledge about how
Been a minute since Billy's been there, but yeah.
Yeah, but still, like all his player development, his bunny ball strategies, that kind of stuff. They now have a 4-year contract until 2018 with the Nashville Sounds.
Let's talk sports.
But here's the funny part. When I found that out, I just happened to be watching Moneyball.
Oh, that's cool.
So it was just like,
minor league sports is boring. Minor league sports?
I would rather watch a Nashville Sounds game than go to an Atlanta Braves game.
I would rather go to a local game.
Yes. I'd rather go to a hometown game than go out of state.
But it sounds it's a fun day at the park.
But exactly. Yeah. Let me be clear.
If I have a chance to go to the Green Monster and see my Sox play,
exactly.
I'm there.
Exactly.
I am a diehard Philadelphia Phillies fan.
I am going to say one big thing.
Okay, go ahead.
Go Patriots! Yes. My boys won! Thank you!
We can move over to football in a minute. But the Phillies, right? I'm a huge fan of the Philadelphia Phillies. And I don't go to any of the games because it's so far away.
Yeah.
But I look at the box scores every day during the season.
Yeah.
I look at this. Nobody does that for minor league sports.
Yeah. Now, look, here's my opinion.
Nobody.
No. They really should, though.
Why?
Because it matters.
Because anybody who's good in the first month of a baseball season in a minor league is not going to be there in the final month of that season. So why? Because
they're going to wind up getting traded.
It's a good day at the park, like Adam said. It's a fun day at the park with some dogs and beer. But it is not worth keeping up with. Whatever.
The ice cream.
It's nine innings. They cut you off in seventh inning.
The ice cream and helmets, man.
Now, look, that's what I'm talking about. Because if you... Like, if you have the money to go out of town to see, any game that you want to, more power to you.
Oh, definitely.
I am not faulting you for that.
Yeah.
But if you have a very limited budget for fun to, either spend by yourself, with your loved ones, or with your family, then having good, minor league teams...
Anyway, I'm a diehard Celtics fan from birth. I mean, just... I have green and gold running through me.
Awesome.
But if I had a chance to take my kids to see a Grizzlies game just a couple of hours away, we're there. We've been to see a Grizzlies game on one of our...
Well, the Celtics played the Grizzlies all the time.
Exactly.
Yeah, but
I'm waiting to get tickets for that.
Yeah. We saw Carmelo Anthony's last game
with
the Nuggets.
With the Nuggets. The week before.
And we were about this far from the court.
Well, that's the cool thing about an NBA game. If you can get good seats, it's really an experience.
And it wasn't that much.
Grizzly tickets now, though, because they're so good, are stupid expensive.
Yeah,
stupid
expensive. Yeah, that's
it.
And no one's... They were good that year, too.
Yeah, but now...
Not this year.
They made it to the finals the year before we went.
and then they were in the playoffs that year.
Yeah. I have
so
friends
they've been
that live
good.
In Memphis. They buy their tickets the day of the game. They give them
it's
$10
cheap.
A seat.
Nice. Yeah. But they're nosebleed, right?
Yeah.
But the pyramid, the pyramid, and the pyramid.
If you go
spot.
There, exactly. you see how small their
the pyramid
is.
Well, the pyramid's
even,
like 30 years old.
Even
yeah.
nosebleed, it's
yeah.
still close.
The pyramid's old, man.
Yeah, but I mean, for having local teams,
yeah.
it's always better because, all right, look, in Nashville we have NHL, the Nashville Preds.
It's awesome.
All right, we have Arena
doing
Football,
great this
which,
year.
Is, the, which is the Nashville Cats. We got minor league baseball, Nashville Sounds.
Titan.
Yeah, and then we got Tennessee Titans.
Yeah, the Nashville Cats
they brought them back.
Are
oh,
did
they brought them back.
Yeah. Like last year.
We also have Roller Derby,
because,
which is
guys,
easily
the
best ticket in town.
Yeah, and we have Roller Derby, and I completely forgot about that.
Nashville Roller Girls are easily the best ticket in town. Price and entertainment wise, yeah, they're the
yeah,
best
you
ticket.
You get
in
action,
town.
And you get to see girls knock each other on their
oh,
asses.
Oh, it's awesome.
Yeah, but see, you
it's
know,
awesome.
The Roller Girls of today are nothing like they
oh, no, no, not like
yeah.
it used
I mean,
to be.
I remember seeing them in the you know the early 80s, mid 80s.
Yeah.
That was
man,
dirty.
They were out
that
there.
Was,
blood.
That was
blood.
Fish.
Let's talk. Let's talk Super Bowl. Let's start with the commercials.
Happy birthday
how
to
bad
me.
They were,
they were terrible this
they
year.
They were horrible.
All right, so hold up.
Go
hold
ahead,
up.
Larry. Larry's on it.
Right. All right. I don't care about the Super Bowl.
Nobody
does. I don't care about the commercials.
I'm just saying,
I want to talk about free comic book day.
Oh, we can talk about that.
My birthday was Super Bowl. That was the best day. Oh,
hey,
my gosh.
Hey,
great.
That made
great.
My,
I mean,
on my birthday, Super Bowl. Thank you.
Yeah, all right. So here's what I. All right. They got busted cheating. The NFL changed the rules for them. Period. They've lost. I mean, the NFL has almost lost all respectability in any kind of regulatory
in anything. They're assholes to
they're
everybody.
Bad.
They're
right
I don't. I mean, really.
Even to the fans,
you're
man.
Gonna have to get rid of.
All right, so free comic book day coming up. DC has a huge secret project they won't announce for free comic.
It's Convergence, man. It's Convergence, Larry.
Spoiler. We all know about it already.
It's the Convergence Prelude.
Yeah. Well, they have announced Convergence to this.
It's going to be a prelude to
watch
Convergence.
Watch the title of
it's either, it's
not
either,
Convergence.
Yeah.
Convergence
that would be hilarious.
It's actually going to be called Countdown to Convergence.
Yeah, right? It's actually right. going
to
be...
Also, Secret Wars number one
final
is supposed to be launched as a free comic book day title.
Secret Wars
the
number one, free comic book day edition. It's going to be, all right, from what I've heard, it's going to be a zero issue, not a number one issue.
Yes.
That's new. All right, this is outdated.
Yes.
The Secret
this
Wars.
This came out
three days
ago.
I know. Since
changed,
then.
Yeah, they've changed
it. They've changed it. The Secret Wars
like
in
Monday.
That is not going to be number one.
Yeah.
It's going to be number zero. Mahmoud Asrar will not be drawing it, but
nope.
Jonathan Hickman will be writing it. But the Convergence book, I mean the DC book, we still don't know what it is. I'm thinking it's going to be what Brainiac been up to. To come to. No, he's been doing a lot of shit. He's been capturing cities and planets. And I mean, that's what Convergence is. He's just sucking up Manhattan, right?
And then he's like, I'm taking this to Battle World and winning this championship. That's the Super Bowl.
Screw the Beyonder. I'm going to show him who the real man of the multiverse is.
That would be the
Beyonder.
Best thing
Beyonder.
If they brought
that
them together
the
for that.
Last issue.
I didn't want to have
great.
Any spoilers.
Actually, that was a reveal in like Fantastic Four, like
yeah,
3 or 4 years ago.
He's right.
If they would have just
yeah.
brought that up.
I think it's longer
DC
than that,
Marshall
actually.
And Amalgam
when was that?
Dude, it's been a while, dude. 2010 maybe when that run started. It's been forever since EFF, man.
Yeah.
Love that book.
I want Amalgam back.
But no, I don't want Amalgam back because Amalgam took like a character and a character and split them apart and then merged them together. I don't want a merging.
Yeah, but
I would
Dark
like
Claw
to see Captain
cool,
America
though.
Fight Batman.
Dark Claw.
That'd be cool. No.
Spider Boy was cool.
Dark Claw's stupid.
I
don't like
awesome.
Any of those characters.
Actually, it was Sparrow that was the dumb one.
I didn't
Jubilee
like any of the
Robin
Amalgam.
One character.
Yeah, that was bad.
That
I didn't
was
like
wrong.
Any of the Amalgam.
But Sabretooth and the Joker.
We're wrapping up. Larry, what's the wrap
cool.
up?
That cool.
That's
yeah.
about, we've hit. We've passed the hour mark. It's
I am
about
gonna,
that time.
I was going to talk about Supernatural, you know, being bad after season 5, but we already mentioned
that.
But since Larry is on a page right here. In this month's previews, in April, a book, a Dark Horse Comics book by Brian Wood is coming out called Rebels. And at the beginning of the podcast, we were trying to talk about a little bit of history. It's a Revolutionary War book.
Uh-huh.
I am super excited. Anybody who knows Brian Wood's work, he did a book called Northlanders, which is all about Vikings.
Really
yeah. He nails period pieces.
Yes, he does.
He's got a great artist for this, M. Morrissey or something. Oh, Moody, Andrea Moody. Mm-hmm. Jordy Belair on colors. Oh, yeah. Easily the best colors in the business right now. Who and is, Tula Lote on Brian the covers, right, who's awesome. I love history pieces. I like the writer. I'm so stoked about this since Nerdist had the premiere on San Diego Comic-Con last year. So finally it's here. I'm excited. I can't wait. I'm buying more and more Dark Horse.
I think more books should be done like that.
Period pieces?
History books? Period pieces. Now, the reason why I'm saying that is because most kids, and I'm sure we can all agree to this,
yes,
is that most kids in school are so utterly bored by those giant, thick-ass textbooks that if you gave them period pieces to learn about history in the form of a graphic novel, they would soak that up in a heartbeat.
Speaking of not being taught real well in school, my 10-year-old son, while we were watching the Super Bowl, when they were introducing the New England Patriots, said, why do all those players have American names? He thought New England was part of England.
Oh, my goodness.
The same kid.
Oh, my goodness.
The same kid.
Your public school is failing you. Speaking of public school.
Nazis came from Russia.
What? Speaking of public school, I don't think this was talked about, but the kid who in Texas who was suspended for going to use the one ring to kill his buddy. Someone else could talk about that during their final thoughts.
Say that again.
We gotta do final thoughts. Go ahead, Adam. You want to do that? Use that as your final thought? The one ring kid in Texas?
The one ring kid was hilarious.
This kid in Texas, like,
he didn't threaten to kill the guy. Fourth grade. Kid. He just threatened to make him disappear for a while.
Using
by putting the one wide ring on.
And the school suspended him.
My question is,
are these teachers not reading Tolkien?
No.
Because if they are, they would know that you can't do that with the one ring. That's not how it works.
Wasn't The Hobbit required reading back in our day?
It was not. No, I've never been required to read it.
It's been on the voluntary list.
It
was for me.
It wasn't mandatory, no.
Yeah, it was voluntary for us.
We could use it for reports and stuff, but no, it wasn't mandatory.
Some of the stuff that they're arresting kids for in school,
the ending is terrible because it just stops.
What?
Diary of Anne Frank.
I didn't like the book.
It stops, and you know what happens when it stops. Like, oh no. Sorry, Josh. We shouldn't talk about. Why do we always talk about the Holocaust? Every damn podcast.
Because I'm a Jewish Cuban, and you use me as the excuse to bring it up.
Dude, Cuba's coming back.
I know.
This is the year of Cuba.
I'm glad Cuba's finally getting off the no fly or whatever.
Yeah, the embargo. It's 1,000 miles of beach.
Yeah.
Come on.
And it's been going up for like, 70 years? Well, it's like, come on,
to
dude.
To be fair, it wasn't Cuba that was being like, hey, you can't.
No, because they were trading with Canada forever.
Yeah, it was the U.S. that was doing this. But I mean, the whole point of it was that they had a dictator that we liked and had him replaced with a dictator that we didn't like.
America doesn't look up Vietnam.
We do that
all the time.
Yeah.
Iran.
Come on.
We do it all the time.
You got
a final thought, Josh? Or was that it?
Well,
rulers of the world.
Yeah, a lot of that is my final thought. But, you know, getting back to the First Lady, like, I'm sorry if I offended anyone.
I don't think you were offensive.
I think I just misspoke.
She's talking to Gomer, Larry, and me. Yeah. There is nobody more offensive.
I'm naming my kid after the best First Lady ever, so.
Yeah.
But anyway, I do think
they do an important job. I just don't think that they're giving it enough credit.
They don't have constitutional power.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Because Michelle Obama just came out for water. You know, kids, drink more water. Get a little more exercise.
I think it's better because they don't have to have this political power. They can have this power where they're outside of that. And they can say, no, your kid's fat. We need to change food at school. She can say, the president can't come out and say, your kid's fat. Fix lunch.
But the first lady
could come out and say, your kid's a drug addict. And we need to fix drugs.
Well, that's all she was saying.
The president can't come out. Ronald Reagan talking, your kid's a drug addict. So are you, Ronnie. Look in the mirror, buddy.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's all she was saying. Kids, drink more water, get a little more exercise. Yeah. And what happened? The Tea Party Republicans came out against her in mass. It doesn't matter.
The Obamas could come out against air, and the Republicans would hold their breath.
Yeah, I know. But still, it's like sometimes, you know, I really just wish that that Congress and the House of Representatives would get together and just have one giant weed smoking session. Because I guarantee you, if they did, they would all look around at each other going,
then they'd really get nothing done. Talk about gridlock.
Come on.
Right, Larry? They'd really get nothing done. yeah, this is Congress. We're going to need 200 pizzas.
And some Funyuns.
And some Funyuns.
But don't worry.
We're holding out the pizza. Cream donuts and Funyuns.
On the taxpayer dollar, right?
We're going to open up a Taco Bell in
Congress. Oh, and I just heard the other day.
Washington Monument with Baja Blast. It will be wonderful.
I just heard the other day the congressional budget for furniture is $4 million. It's like, motherfucker, take your ass to Big Lots, Staples, or Home Depot and buy it on a budget like normal people do.
They have some really nice chairs, man.
You gotta get a really thick furniture to hold those egos. You know if they all smoke weed, there's gonna be one congressman that's gonna freak out and make everybody freak out.
Yeah.
You gotta chill, man.
If you want to prove you're one of the
you need to pump the brakes.
Like one of the people.
They're not one of the people.
I know. I'm just saying that they are, but they're not.
You can elect a person of the people as soon as they get to Congress.
All right, Heather, would you like some final thoughts?
Final thought, me. Come on.
All right,
so I want a Taco Bell in Congress.
Your name is Heather. You can't talk.
That would make those DC trips you take in high school way better.
I'm sorry.
Okay, go ahead.
I give up. It sucks being the only chick at this table. That's my final thought.
It doesn't suck.
We still love it.
I'm always overruled.
Did you see the new Dorian Gray trailer? The Shades of Grey trailer.
The 50 Shades of Grey trailer.
Yeah, I'm.
I get excited every time
I'm
it comes on.
I'm being taken for my anniversary to see it, but I'm really not
expecting much.
We don't have to see that. We can go see something else.
Shut up. We're going to see it, but I'm
with something else. I can picture Gary like 10 minutes in. Oh man, I gotta use the bathroom. And ducks into whatever's playing across the hall.
Yeah. Final thought. You made me think of something. All around the United States, theaters are now putting plastic covers over their seats. In preparation for 50 Shades of Grey.
What?
I read that yesterday.
Oh, well, then they should automatically cut holes in the bottom of the popcorn bag.
Jules, do you have a final thought? That's the worst final thought.
It is true. Look it up. It was on ABC News.
That's horrible.
It was I'm awesome about to make terrible. It even worse after
that. Moist.
Take it home.
That's the word moist.
Take it home.
My final thought is I am very excited about IDW and Marvel teaming up to produce more. They're doing basically like compendiums of artists. All major, like, in all fairness, guys, we give most of the credit in comic books to the writers. But we do miss out now that Marvel's including Jack Kirby's name on everything.
They've had IDW did the Kirby already.
They've had IDW do the Kirby.
Beautiful.
It's gorgeous. And so they're going to start doing more original classic artists.
It's got original blues and reds
yes.
on some of those shots. They are right off the originals. And it's such those collections are amazing.
But as a big fan of a lot of the original great artists, John Romita Sr., not Junior, sorry.
Not Sal, new Superman's got a new power.
Don Heck, Jack Kirby.
Yeah.
All of some of my favorite artists as a kid. Finally getting the recognition. They
and it's really cool that Marvel is allowing IDW to do stuff like this because I think the guys at IDW are just really, truly fans of comics.
Yeah, and that's what's
And yeah, they have a lot of licensed products and stuff like that to pay the bills. Well, they
you
they
know,
got...
You can tell they're fans of those licenses.
Yeah.
All of those books are written the way a fan would want to read.
But those companies should start working together more anyway.
I think they should. And
I like the idea of panning out
Well, the Predator Archie book, that's Dark Horse and Archie Comics working together. Currently, the Star Trek Planet of the Apes is a IDW and Boom working together. So, yeah, I love that. It's a great thing for the industry.
Yeah. It's a great thing to see one of the big two and one of the minors.
Well,
kind
of in that defense of not talking shit on Marvel for this, Marvel isn't making any money off that. They might as well just say, no, you guys do it.
But it is a nice little... Exactly, because they're not making money
exactly.
off that. That's what makes it cool.
Yeah.
Because it's
well,
not
well,
going to
basically
a idea.
IDW is going to hype, more or less end up hyping a bunch of trade paperbacks for Marvel. The older stuff.
They're not even collecting like that.
They're older omnibuses.
It's not even like that. It's just like it's cover just and then maybe a panel here or there, old sketches.
They're breaking down all of the really cool things.
It's like the bonus features of a DVD. Yeah. 80 years after the DVD originally came out.
Yeah. They may not be, but that's going to make people want to go back and read.
Yeah, definitely.
The artwork that is going on nowadays, I'm glad that it's getting refreshed and it's starting to look really crisp and clean and modern. But some of these books where they're still using like 1950-esque artwork, it's like, dude, it's 2015.
Step up your game.
I'd rather have some of that classic artwork.
In all fairness, guys.
Oh, you mean like that's the way the printing, the dot matrix printing back in the day.
I'm talking about the actual artwork where people used to draw it. Come on, just step up your game.
I don't comment on art like that because it's like love. You know, it's in your heart. You either like it or you don't.
Well, all right, you know what I mean?
It's hard to judge somebody.
Each artist has their own little take on it.
All right. I get that, but
some books. Like, I couldn't imagine with a new artist.
Yeah.
Even though if they would have started with a different artist, it probably would be just as good of a book. It's just weird, you know? Yeah. Like on Sex Criminals, there's nobody else who could do that. Saga! Who else would sit in for Fiona Staples? Nobody. There's nobody who could. All right, it's just, you know.
I just got done reading The Sons of Anarchy, number one trade paperback.
Yeah, Angia Brezen, I think, did the art.
Yeah, and you know what? I like the artwork. The paper quality was really good.
The art and Birthright.
And you know what? The first six books in that trade paperback,
it
was almost like a completely separate six-arc storyline TV show.
Yeah.
It was that good. That's how much I liked it.
Awesome. Let's finish final thoughts.
I wish that season two of Flash could be right after season one because I'm ready for more Flash.
Is the season over? We still have a few more episodes.
We got a few more, but I'm just ready for more of it. I don't want it to end.
It's
I don't want there to be a break in it.
It's a great show right now.
Yeah,
I wanted Constantine to be the show that I liked most. And then after Gotham, I thought Gotham was going to be that show, but Gotham kind of dropped off the past couple of episodes. I hated the Crane stuff from this week. I hated that. Yeah. The rumors that they're bringing the Joker stuff in seems weird. But yeah, Flash has hit on every single thing I wanted it to hit on, and it's easily my favorite superhero show.
Even Agent Carter.
Even Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. after the Inhumans crap from the end of last season, I didn't like.
Here's the thing.
We ended the same place we finished, we've or we still, started.
We've still Agents been watching Agents Carter.
Yeah.
This past one was the first one I actually thought I enjoyed.
Yeah. Oh, really?
It was good.
I haven't seen it yet either.
It was not near as sexist as any of the others.
I didn't like the last episode of Gotham.
Not their best one.
No.
I'll give
with
you
the
that.
Dr. Crane stuff. I kind of liked Harvey kind of getting his Mac on with that redhead. That was kind of neat to see his character a little bit more.
I liked Edward.
He was good.
Framing the medical examiner. I thought that was.
You can really see where they're going with Riddler in this. Yeah, they're not going the same way the comic books.
No,
you know?
I haven't been watching.
He's
going to
be the underappreciated guy who, you know, gets bitter at being underappreciated. You know.
I'm betting what'll snap him eventually is he'll get the girl
and she'll die.
And he'll snap.
Because that relationship's very cool.
Yeah.
You know, Gotham's doing a lot of things right. They're just doing a lot of things.
At once.
And it's not only at once. It's kind of like they're skipping around. Sometimes you won't see one of the aspects of the show for an episode or two. And it's like, oh, yeah, I sort of remember
It's like the last two episodes. The last episode before this one, Bruce was not in at all.
Yeah. Oh, where were you? I was in Switzerland. I actually enjoyed that, though. I understood the excuse. I just didn't think they needed a reason for an excuse.
They didn't need a reason.
They didn't need a reason, but less Bruce, the better.
All right.
He could just be hanging out in his room.
All right, I got two questions.
He's a little kid.
I got two questions. All right, I haven't been watching Gotham. He's saying I should watch it.
You should just
binge watch it to catch up.
Yes, you should. All right. You definitely should.
All right, it's better binge.
All right, now, the second question I got is...
I stopped watching
Constantine, the TV show, after about the third episode because I was really hoping...
Because it wasn't good.
I was really hoping that it would live up to the movie in the first two or three episodes. I thought it did. But after the third episode, I almost was like, I don't know.
What Constantine is doing wrong is it's trying to be a little bit like the show and a little bit like the comic, and it needs to decide. Either it's going to be Keanu Reeves or it's going to be, you know.
It doesn't matter. You're not getting another season.
No. I know.
Oh, wait, they're discontinuing?
They already said they're...
Why?
Well, they said... Okay.
Not getting the viewers.
Here's what they said. they originally haven't said they won't buy a second season.
But they haven't said they will.
But they haven't ordered it, and it's past.
The numbers for Constantine.
If they order one now, it's not going to come out on time.
The numbers for Constantine are always right there on the border of success and being canceled.
So but it's then, always on the fence.
Well, then social media gets involved, and they're like, save Constantine, save Constantine. And then for an episode, you get the viewership. Like, all right, it's saved. And then you get a second half of the season, then viewership drops
for
off
me,
again.
The only
so
thing
it
about
seems like that's kind of what they're doing
good
again.
Is the guy playing Constantine.
He's great.
I like him. He's great. But he's the only good thing about the show.
He reads comics while... They say cut for the scene. He goes right and he starts reading comics to stay in character.
I just think he's the best thing on the show.
I do too.
I think that's the only good thing on
the show.
Don't
bring
so
up Dr. Fate unless you're going to bring him.
Oh, I understand them alluding to it.
The problem is, he has no business being on NBC.
Well, look,
agreed.
I think that's its biggest problem.
Yeah.
Is it has no business.
Well, they got it. They got it with Brim, which is a good idea.
Yeah, but Constantine is a guy who smokes. A guy who openly killed whatever.
FX, man.
And they're showing everything.
Well,
look,
FX.
Well, and here's the...
Exactly.
It would be better on something
show,
like that.
It could be on Netflix.
True.
It could... Well, it can't be on Netflix.
Amazon, Hulu.
Amazon, Hulu. It could be anything
Yahoo.
Better.
Well, here's the issue that I have with
adult.
It is just as the character is that I never read any of the comic books. Okay?
Yeah,
so,
out, man.
Yeah, so
then
just...
The problem is it hasn't explained anything.
Yeah, exactly. So I watched the movie just starting from the movie and seeing Keanu Reeves' character.
He didn't do a terrible job.
Well,
he didn't do a terrible job.
Well,
he was nothing like
here's the thing. Here's the thing, though. I just thought Keanu Reeves' character was what his character was supposed to be. Then the TV show comes out, and all of a sudden they're explaining that the guy's from Liverpool, and he's got a British accent, and I'm just like, what the hell is this?
Because Constantine was created by a British guy named Alan Moore, and he is British. He is an a-hole, and he smokes.
Just like Alan Moore.
Just like Alan Moore.
Okay.
Final thought.
That was...
We can leave it on that Constantine.
I love it.
I actually hope that it was going to be a better show than it's been.
Didn't we all?
I wanted it to be a really good show. I wanted to, every night of the week, or most
have a superhero
night,
show
is have a superhero
watch.
Show right. Watch.
So, my final thought is, be ready next week. I'm sure I'll have something creative to say about...
Something.
Our favorite zombie show coming back.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, my shit.
Yeah. Nobody mentioned it. But
The meme before
we will
the Super
Bowl.
They had a quote. The actor who plays Rick saying, "Yeah, we could have came out. You know, brought The Walking Dead back on Super Bowl Sunday, but we decided against it." You're welcome, NFL.
Wait, it's true.
That's true. That is ballsy.
Yeah, people would have tuned in for one.
Nobody
would have watched it.
Last year, it did way better than the Super Bowl.
I would have watched it over the Super Bowl.
They had a marathon.
It did better over the Super Bowl. It did better than the World Series.
Their marathon that they played on Super Bowl Sunday did very well.
I watched it. I didn't watch the pregame stuff. I watched
the best day of the year so far.
You know what? I bet 10-1 that the only people who would have turned in to the NFL to the Super Bowl as opposed to The Walking Dead if it previewed on Super Bowl Sunday are those old school diehard fans who have no idea what The Walking Dead is.
Or me, I just would have had, I don't get.
Either that or they
would have
been switching back
cable.
And forth
yeah,
between the commercials.
Yeah.
Unless
I just
looked
it up on the internet.
Free.
I watch it the next day on
if
the
internet.
Alright, well, I'll see you next week.
Bye.
Check us out, comicsc2.com or on Facebook or out at geekery.com.
You know,
shameless plug there at the end.
Shameless plug.